The Brilliant World of Tom Gates by Liz Peachon, read by David Thorpe. Even though I only live 4 minutes away from my school, I'm often late. This is usually because me and Derek, my best mate and next-door neighbour, chat a bit. OK, a lot on the way. Sometimes it's because we get distracted by delicious fruit chews and caramel wafers at the shop. Occasionally, it's because I've had loads of other very important things to do. For instance, this is what I did this morning, my first day back at school. Woke up, listened to music, played my guitar, rolled out of bed, slowly, looked for socks, looked for clothes, played some more guitar, realised I hadn't done my holiday reading homework. Panicked! Thought of good excuse for lack of homework. Phew. Annoyed my sister, Delia, which I admit did take up a very large chunk of the morning. Time well spent, though. Hid Delia's sunglasses. Took my comic into the bathroom to read while Delia waited outside. Ha ha. When Mum shouts, "Tom, you're late for school!" Run past Delia, who's still waiting outside the bathroom and quite cross now. Ignore her sisterly love. Save precious time by not brushing hair, not brushing teeth for very long, not kissing Mum goodbye. Too old for all that kind of thing. Eat the last piece of toast, then grab my packed lunch and my bike. Shout bye to anyone who can hear me. Then bike to school in about 2 minutes flat, which is a new Tom Gates world record. And this is the really good bit. Amy Porter has just arrived too. I am so pleased to see her after the holidays.